We are learning Masechta Sedarim Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting 5 lines from the bottom. So Omar Rava, our Mishnah says that if you tell the friend when you're giving away the chotzer and the sudos chasana, you give it away, you say that it's only for you, only so my Abba should come eat, so it doesn't work. So Omar Rava, Lishon Ad Omalei, Vehinun Fanecha Ella Kadesh Yave Abba, and it's for you only so my father should come eat. Abba Omalei, but if you say a little bit different lashon, here I'm giving this to you, Shiyul Fanecha Yave Abba. That here I'm giving this to you as a present because I want my father to come. Not only giving it to you today. He says, because I want my father to come. The loch is medaitrohu. He's saying, it's up to you. You want to let the father come now. It's not a tanai. Like the Ram Shtotsu of Gemara in Mesechlis Beya, that if someone gives $400 to his friend to marry his daughter, so loch is he gets the $400 and he wants to marry daughter, if not. It doesn't speak out of tanai, then it's just like a recommendation. Here, I'm giving you the chasana, I want my father to come to it. So in that case, that's not called a tanai, and then it's a good matana. Because he didn't say, Elo shiyav, okay, shiyav yabba. He says, shiyulaf necha shiyav yabba. Then it's fine, it's not called a matlas based chayron, which is no good. Lishna achrina, another lashon armla, omarava. Don't say only if you say v'hinu fanecha zed aser. But if you say here it's for you, so my father should come eat that as muta. Don't say like that. Don't say like the first lashon. Ela filu amar lei heinu fanecha shiyavi abba v'yoychal. Even if you just speak out, only you speak out like this. He said here it's for you, so my father should come eat aser. Ah, you didn't say ela. My time was zedaser mechachas olav. The Ran explains that since it's a non-sadi, they're not going to give away your $30,000 suda just like that. So it's clear I'm only giving it away in order for the fathers to come eat by it. And therefore, it's ki'ilu you said it tonight. It's ki'ilu you said it tonight. Because there's no way you're giving it away, Stamazoy, that it's up to him to invite the father. I'm not giving away the whole chasana to make it up to you. When I say this, I mean it has to be done this way. And the Ran speaks out, the Rajba says, Dafka, when you said this b'shas matana. But if you said this afterwards, let's say you gave him matana, then 10 minutes later you say, by the way, you know, you better invite my father. That's fine. That's fine. That's what it says in the Rajba. The Ramban argues, says, even after Shah also, it shows it's not a matana. But upon him, we have a tool of shyness, if it has to be mamash or tanai, or even at a tanai, just the recommendation is enough to make it into a tanai. Why? Because you have his anan sahadi. Zok to Gemara on base. Ahu gavro, the Havli brought the Avashomet Kipi the Kisna. You had this guy, he was dying actually, and one of his sons, he wasn't happy with their ways because he used to steal a Gudish al Pishtan, that's what Iran learns. He stole these flax bundles. And because of that, he wanted to cut him out from his Yerusha. The Rosh says, to me, it makes a little more sense, to us, it says, Goizel Tachshite Nashim. You know, the other things like petty larceny here, but according to the Rosh, he was actually stealing, he was holding up some jewelry stores. So upon him, he was not happy with his son. He wanted to cut him out of his Yerusha. He said, you know what, I'm at Yerusha. I'm going to, the Ran explains, the case was he had two sons. One son was a good boy, was a very good boy. The other son he wasn't happy with. So he decided, and he announced to his lawyer, he said, you know what, I am cutting him out of my Yerusha. So they told him, Amalei, what do you mean? We have a bar brach serva banamai. Like, what's going to happen if his son, this wayward son, has a son who's a big talmud chacham? You know, cut him out of in return. He's not going to have any money to support his son. Maybe you want to support him because the grandchildren will be tzaddikim or talmid chacham. Amalehu. So he says, Amalehu. He says, you're right. Okay, no problem. Likni hadain. We have a bar brach serva banam liknaya. The lashon here has to be fixed up a little, but what he's saying is that, no problem, I am giving it to my wayward son, Reuven, but only on the tanai that it's not for him. It's only on the tanai that goes to the grandson if he is a Talmud Chacham. Basically he's saying, I'm giving it to him if his son will be a Talmud Chacham, then I'll give it to him, it'll go through him to his grandson, to his son, which is my grandson. That's what's going to be. So what's the halacha over here? Son of Yigir Samai, what's the halacha over here? What's the halacha? Is this a good kinyan or not? It's basically, I'm being makna it to the wayward son in order that he should give it to his son. And only when his son is a Talmud Chacham. So it's like, and right now, B'shas Tamisa, really, only one son's getting the Yerusha. But if he ends up having a grandson of Talmud Chacham, then the Rusha really went to the other son in order to give it to the next son. That's what's happening over here. So, Amri Pumpadisa, Kani Amnasa Hakensu. This is a Kenyan Amnasa Hakensu, which means the son, which the wayward son, which we'll call Reuven, Reuven's never really been cutting anything for his own Shtamshus. His whole Kenyan is only to give it over to the next person. V'chol kani amanas lahakas kani. Any kinyan that the whole kinyan is only that your whole bailus in it, your whole ownership in this thing is only to give it over to someone else, is not a kinyan. That's the old. It's not enough of an ownership. Ownership to give to someone else, Avraham Nosson, is not that type of ownership is not enough of an ownership. Not enough of a shtamshus to call the ownership. It's only an ownership to give to someone else. That's loy kani. That's what the Pumpadisa says. Rav Nachman says no. Rav Nachman says kani. You are kinda. You tell me that type of ownership is this ownership? I'll show you it's not true. The sudra kani amnas lahakasu. What's a kinya sudra? So the Olam knows these days, most of the time, it's not a sudra, it's not a hanky, it's a yarmulke. What do you want to do? You want to be kind of something. So you give your sudra to the kind of give sudra to the makne, and he gives it to him only in order that through that sudra, that guy will give you whatever he has to give you. So the kaina, let's say I'm buying a car with chalipin. So I give the makna, the guy who's selling me the car, I give him this yarmulke, and say, here, pick this up, be kaina it, and through that, I'm going to get the car. What happens after I get my car? I get back give him back my yarmulke, right? So I only gave it a yarmulke in order to, I should be kind of the car. You should makna me the car. So isn't that kani amnas lahaknas? It's the same type of idea. It's not exactly the same case like our case of the case of Yerusha, because there, the guy's been kind of the actual Yerusha to give it over. Here, you'd be kind of Yarmulke to give you something else, to give you the car. But like upon him, it's a kinyan amnas lahaknas. So you find by Suda's idea, kinyan amnas lahaknas. So why shouldn't it work over here? Rav Nachman Amar, kani, dasud kani amnas lahaknas. So the Gemara, Omar Rav Ashi, it's not a dimyon. I'll tell you two differences. Omar Rav Ashi, Amal Leimla Sunder Tavas Leimla Matves. First of all, the yarmulke, if you want to keep it, you keep it if you want. Yeah, the reason why you give it back is because you don't want to wear someone else's yarmulke. You have your own yarmulke. But really, if you want it, you can walk up with it. It's your yarmulke. He gave it to you. Who said you can't keep it? No one said you have to give it back. So therefore, it's different. Over there, I'm giving you the Rusha, you have to give it over. You can't hold it for yourself. You got to get over to the grandson of Talmud Chacham. But by the Sudar, you can actually hold on to the Zakhar of Ashi. I can keep it. That's number one. Tiny number two is, Va'oid, Sudra, Kani, Amnas Lahakna, Va'oid, Kani, Amnas Lahakna, is Kani, Amnas Lahakna, Halei Nixon. Kani, Amnas Lahakna. Halei Nixon, Da Dein, Lehem is like Kani, Lichi Ava Barbara, Chover Rabbanon. Lichi Ava Hoda, Sudra, Mare. He says there's a big difference between Sudar and the case of the Yerusha. The case of the Sudar, when is the kinyan happening? Right now, when the makne is kind of the yarmulke, he gives you the car right away on the spot. Majeng over here, we're making a kinyan now on this half of Yerusha in order that when the grandchild becomes Talmud Chacham, he's all of 2 years old right now. When it comes to Talmud Chacham in 20 years, so then it's going to be a kinyan. But at that time, there's no kinyan left. There's no kinyan. The kinyan is not here anymore. So there's a malus over here, of a sudo that's happening right now. Mashenken over there, the time the tzuvah, the rabbanon, is ready to be kinyan, the kinyan is not around anymore. It's called so kinyana. The kinyan is not around anymore. So that's the second taina. That's the second taina. So that's the Rav Ashi's two times of Rav Nachman. And he argues Rav Nachman. It still doesn't work. It doesn't work. Why not? Don't bring it right from sudo, because there maybe you hold on to it. And also, over here, you have another problem. It's called so kinyana. So the Ran speaks out that this is only if you make a kinyan, saying, obviously he didn't say ma'achshav, he said he's kind of later on. So he didn't say that it should be a kinyan right now. And so therefore, that's the case, that's what Ashi's saying. But Rav Nachman obviously holds that you're making a kinyan ma'achshav, that wouldn't be possible. You're making a kinyan ma'achshav, but here according to Rav Ashi, making a kinyan later on. But at that time, there's no kinyan left. So Dr. Ryan, that's dafka if you used the kinyan meshicha or chazaka, that's not meskayim. But a kinyan shtar, that a shtar is kayim, so then maybe it would work even la'achazman brings right from kedushin. That's the Rashba said. But the Ryan says it's not true. Because here, if you want the shtar to work later on, it won't work. Why? Because he's dead already. And ain't shtar la'achamisa. So therefore he holds that therefore Rav Ashi argues completely. He says since it's not being kanya now, it's not going to work. So we have here a machlokes if this kanya mnas lahakness works. Rav Nachman said yeah, and Rav Ashi said no. Omli Rav or Rav Nachman, I'm going to ask you a kasha. V'hamatnas beis chayron, the kanya mnas lahakness, who will look a kani? He says, you know what? Our Mishnah is a case like that. What do I do? I said here, I'm giving you the whole chasin in order to give it to my father. What's wrong with that? We said Kanim Nas Hakas works. I'm saying to really give it to my father. Give him, so why does Kanim Nas Hakas work? Why doesn't that work? So L'chaira, there's a kash over here that L'chaira, this is a raya that does work. This is a raya that doesn't work. Because our Mishnah says it doesn't work. It's a kash. I'm not going to say that it works. L'chaira, our Mishnah does not work. So Gemara says, two turutsim. Zimnim amalei mishun shudosim mechachas alav. What's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is that, like we said before, a person does not give away all his whole hard working money put into the suda over here. He doesn't give it away just like that. Therefore, it's only haram. That's his first shot. But he says that L'chayra, what type of kasha, the Ron doesn't like that pshat. He says, the kashli the inim chachas olav, habahedi amad, loyav midi lebre, ala knui lebarbere. Filahachi, we ask that it should work. So L'chayra, what's the difference? He says, why is sudas v'chachas olav more than here that he said, v'ein el fanacha? Like he's asking, like, what do you want? We know what he's trying to do, but the kasha is, it's kodim nas haknois. I'm giving it to you in order to give it to the barbare, and that works. Even though it's a sudas v'chachas olav, I'm saying clearly, I don't want to give it to you, I want to give it to your son, the grandson. Here also, I'm giving it to you to give it to my father. So what does the Gemara mean, sudas v'chachas olav? So he doesn't like. What's the moral tariff? What's the help? What's the saying? Sudas mechachas olav. Enfit the ran. The pshat like this. Doch gamar. Sudas mechachas olav. The boyi madir. The lasani avu masuda. The avri ulibrei. The hachi orcha. The milsadas nu avu masuda. The nishachrina. My nafkamina. Hilchah. He wants to come from him. Interesting tariff. The ran says. Hilchah. Sudas mechachas olav. The avu medayasani. The ran says interesting tariff. So the difference is like this. By the suda, you're right. He wants to give it to his father. But he wants his father to have enough from him, not from someone else. That's the muchachas love. He doesn't put all that money into the chasana in order that his father should have enough of someone else. He wants the enough to be from me. And therefore, it's sudasoy muchachas love that it's not a kani, classic kani of nasa haknas. It's a case where I want to give it to him and I'm using a loophole to try to give it through someone else, try to launder it through someone else. Mashainkin over here, if I care it, he doesn't care if it goes through his son. He doesn't mind if it's the regular way of Yerusha. All he wants is that his son doesn't have the money, in the case with a wayward son. He wants his grandson to have the money, but he doesn't care if it goes through the regular channels of Yerusha, that goes through his son and goes to the next son. It doesn't bother him. He does not want it really to go through that friend, the person, that someone else. He wants it to go from him, and that's that Aran learns the Gemara. It's a shekel of kasha. You had a problem? The problem wasn't this. The Gemara's kasha was that the kodim nas haknois is the same thing like the case of a Mishnah. So why isn't it work? So Gemara answers Sudas Mechachas Lav. So break the round. Sudas Mechachas Lav. Okay, I know what we're doing it for. We're still saying it's fine. Here also, I don't want to give it to Reuven. I want to give it to Reuven's son, and it still works. Teretz is saying that by the Chasin, he wants it to come from him, and that's what makes it into Harama. He wants it to come directly from him and not go through that other person. That's one Teretz. And the other Teretz also took a Sfera Teretz. Zimnim, the answer is, it's going to Rabbi Yez, says, Vita Asim Mudana. What does that mean? The Ron explains also, interesting. He says, just like Rabbi Eliezer is more machmer by the Dara, more than regular Dina Mamanis. Regular Dina Mamanis is that Vitor is mutter. It means people lend things to everyone. They let you walk into that property, no problem. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you also know, you can't do it. I just Vitor. Still awesome with Anah. Zok the Ron, you see him here? That fear of Eliezer, Nadarim is more common than Dina Mamanis. Here also, Invil Konim Nasta Haknis works by Mamanis, Nadarim will be worse. That's what it means, Vitor's Anah. The Ran says, the reason is part of Lashon, the Kehechen and Machmer of Lezev and Adorim Tvei Medina Mamanoi is by Drisa Regal, Hakinami, the Hidi Kani, Amanas Lahakanis, Lina Dina, Kani, Mishum Chumad Adorim, Rina like Kani. Chumad Adorim, this is two lines in the bottom. Shum Chumad Adorim like Kani, two, three lines in the bottom, the Ran says this. So that's a two to root sim to the Kasha. Why this is not Kani Mas Lahakanis? Either because it's Sudas Machachaslav, which Shep Shat, the Ran means because it wants to come directly from him, or because Vita Asa Mudamana. Zakhtimah, one would try as an Anaraya. Tanan, Omru Chachamim, The Rucham will end up with a klal. Any matana that's harama, that the heck doesn't work, it's not a matana. Kol la suyemai. What's kol? Every case. That was the case we just said in the Mishnah. What's kol? My lad la suye ha milsa the shadav kipi. Maybe it's saying it's coming to mar, but even this case of mominus, the os doesn't work. So the Rulai la suye lishta basra the shmais of the rav. It's not coming to mar, but the case of the wayward son to say it's not koina. No. Coming to Marba, the second lashon of Rava. What's the second lashon of Rava? Even if you don't say Ella lefanecha, only say Shiyavi lefanecha. Even that case is a bunch of hogwash, and it's not a good matana. So the Ram speaks out. The Ram printed on the Daf Tesam and Aleph. What's the halacha lemaisa? So he says, by Sudar we pass it like Rav Nachman that Sudar is koni amnas haknes and still koina, and he can't keep the Sudar and still works. Even the Rav Ashi said, Who said you can't keep it? We don't hold like that. And he brings a riot from Kedushin, because you see by Kedushin, Chalipin does not work. And if you'd be able to keep it, Zokteran, it would be a good Kedushin with Chalipin. That's the Ran says. It's a Shver Ran. We learn Kedushin, this is a big Ran. But Akaponim, he says that we go like Rav Nachman, that you can't keep it. But Rav Nachman holds that you could, maybe you could keep it, but we hold like that like Rav Nachman, and maybe it's only Dechuy Ba'alma. What about, so that we pass like Rav Nachman. What about Koni Manas Lahaknois? So do we pass like Rav Nachman? Because the Maisa, Rav Nachman's right by Suda. So he said, no, that Rav Ashi's Taina that says that it's different because right now, that we hold like Rav Ashi. And therefore, Koni Manas Lahaknois will not work. That's what he says. But the Maisa, he says, the Rambam paskins like Rav Nachman, that it works. And he says the chesed. Why? But fear of Nachman doesn't work. The Ram paskins that fear of Nachman who holds that does work. The Ram paskins that does work. But the Ram is saying that we hold a Rav Ashi that it does not work. Hadun Allah perak ashutvim beli neder for those that finished it.